Hello, it's Thursday, July the 22nd. We're almost in the last week of July, and the summer is racing by. We've been camped out in Isaiah 45 all week. It's a wonderful chapter, and today I want to pick it up at verse 20 and take it down to the end of this chapter. And verse 20, well, let me remind you that he's mentioned Cyrus the Persian, 150 years in his future. He's talked about the enemies of God using Egyptian language coming one day and bowing down with them to serve the Lord, bringing their treasures. Plans and purposes that God has for his people, for his church. And now in verse 20, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. It's a gospel invitation to those who have no life, no salvation, no forgiveness of sins, and are turning to worthless, and that's Isaiah's term, they are turning to worthless idols, and the future is bright and it's glorious. And when you read verses 23 and 24 and 25, for example, which is part of which is actually cited in Philippians chapter 2, to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Paul takes that up in that magnificent section in Philippians 2, 5 through 11, about it's a hymn about Jesus. Well, that's he's issuing an ultimatum, and the moment to believe is right now. It was right now for Isaiah's hearers, and it's right now for you and for me. This chapter has been about prophecy, and it's been about predictions in world history. The conquering domain of Cyrus the Great, the one battle after another battle in which he would conquer Babylon, which is the immediate threat to Israel, and Caesar Augustus, the emperor, the Roman emperor, issuing a decree to deal with a census matter that got Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to fulfill a prophecy delivered by the prophet Micah, a contemporary of Isaiah's, hundreds of years before the event actually took place, but God fulfilling through a Cyrus, through an Augustus Caesar, a prophecy that he had made. The whole point of this chapter has been over and over again, God is in control of history. He's got this. We shouldn't be fretful. As I was speaking today to a lunchtime meeting, every time we read the news, we should say to ourselves, first of all, Romans 8:28, that God orders all things together for the good of his people, no matter how crazy it is. Well, that's a thought worthy to take through the weekend. I'll see you again next Monday. Have a wonderful day.